Hi, everyone, and welcome to Shellcast, the podcast that's a beach break for your ears. This podcast celebrates the people and experiences that make the Fort Myers Islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Southwest Florida so special. It's almost Thanksgiving, and here in Southwest Florida, that means it's time for college basketball tournaments. I'm Jackie Parker, the host of Shellcast, and this episode is all about hoops, hospitality, and holiday fun. Shellcast. We are incredibly fortunate to have four basketball tournaments going on during the week of Thanksgiving. And a quick rundown includes the 8th annual Skechers Fort Myers tip-off, November 24th through the 27th, at Suncoast Credit Union Arena on the campus of Florida Southwestern State College in Fort Myers. The sold-out Michigan State versus North Carolina matchup on November 27th, which is Thanksgiving, will be televised nationally on Fox Sports, and tickets remain for the other games. And rounding out the tournament field are St. Bonaventure, East Carolina, Bowling Green, Bucknell, Buffalo, and VMI. The Elevance Health Women's Fort Myers tip-off is November 28th through the 29th, and that's also at FSW. And the women's teams include Butler, Dayton, Kansas, Georgia, Abilene Christian, Northwestern, Missouri, and Bradley. And this year, the Gulf Coast Showcase has been renamed and is known as Coconut Hoops. The men's games will be played November 24th, 26th, and the women will play November 28th and the 30th. Coconut Hoops will be at Alico Arena, and the men's teams include Troy, Toledo, Belmont, St. Francis, Kennesaw State, Rice, Oral Roberts, and the home team, Florida Gulf Coast University. The women's teams include Iowa State, Marquette, Indiana, Gonzaga, FSU, Missouri State, Oklahoma, and Coppin State. Okay, that's a lot of basketball, a lot of college basketball. And we are going to dive in and talk some hoops, hospitality, and a little holiday fun with my guest, Jeff Milkey, the sports development director for Lee County, and East Carolina men's head coach, Mike Schwartz. Thank you so much for both of you for taking time to be on Shellcast and having a conversation with me about the Fort Myers tip-off.
Good morning, Jack. We appreciate you including us.
Jackie, thanks for having myself and the East Carolina basketball program as part of this episode.
Go Pirates. We're very excited. So, Jeff, welcome back to Shellcast. You help us out on the spring training episodes, and we always appreciate that. But we're here to talk basketball. So the Fort Myers tip-off continues to grow every year. And what does that say about the Fort Myers reputation as a sports destination?
Well, again, good morning, Jackie, and welcome, Coach Schwartz. Happy to have you on here. Dedicated sports efforts have been going on in Lee County now for 20 plus years. And we've always thought we were a great sports tourism destination. Events like this, though, really take it to a different level. We're well known for spring training, as you just mentioned, with the Red Sox and the Twins. But to have not only the Fort Myers tip-off, but also the newly branded Coconut Hoops and the City of Palms Basketball Classic, you know, when these kinds of brands of basketball come into our destination, and you're bringing the alumni and the fan bases, and it really does elevate our destination brand, not only as a sports destination, but as a tourism destination. So I think, first and foremost, the Fort Myers tip-off elevates who we are as a sports town. Second, I think, you know, one of the things we've heard from hoteliers is that Thanksgiving time was a dead week for us, and these tournaments completely fill and sell out our three major resorts, being Westin, Sanibel Harbor Resort, and the Hyatt down in Estero Bonita Springs. So sports is helping to fill this, what was traditionally a more of a relaxed time during our tourism calendar, and really bringing energy and, again, those excited alumni bases to our destination and filling them up to their capacities. And again, it gives our locals a chance to see some really good basketball. And we spent a lot of time talking about placemaking here, making sure that not only the tourists have things to do, but when we have young families, recent college graduates, they need to feel like this is an exciting place to live and work. And the Fort Myers tip-off and these kinds of activities help continue to shine a light on how vibrant of a community we are.
What makes the tip-off stand out from other college basketball tournaments around the country?
You know, there are a lot of other of these tournaments around Thanksgiving. I think what one of the things that makes us stand out is the destination itself. Being able to come to a semi-tropical destination that has sand and water, I think, is important. But then I really feel like Intersport runs such a great tournament, and their hospitality, the way they take care and treat teams when they come in, and the customer service that's being delivered, not only from Intersport inwardly towards the basketball teams and their leadership, but also the way the arena handles the fans. And I just think it's a great customer service product all the way around.
I was there as a fan last year for the tip-off. I was there at a couple of games watching South Carolina women play. And in between the games, just the flipping it out when new fans are coming in and the other fans are leaving the game, it's just everything is so fluid. And you just get caught up in that fandom of being at, you know, you're at a college basketball tournament and you're with alums from all these different schools. And we've got a bucket load of schools represented. And it's just, it's so much fun. I can see how it can become a part of someone's Thanksgiving tradition.
The arena's great. It's a fairly new arena. It feels modern. It's big for a junior college campus of its size. And then we've added in, you know, our local minor league team, the Mighty Muscles, come in and they do a lot of the front-facing customer service, which is what they excel at, helping to run our spring training for the Minnesota Twins. And so they bring that extra level of customer service professionalism that you mentioned you saw last year. I also think just it's a team-friendly format where we're not forcing teams to go 3 days, three games, where it can be problematic with some of these other tournament formats. So to have these two games with a couple days in between, I think is really attractive to coaches and basketball operations. So I think that's another thing that sets Fort Myers tip-off apart, is we're just not forcing this gauntlet of games upon visiting teams.
Coach, feel free. Care to weigh in?
Well, you know, I think Jeff has so eloquently spoke about what Southwest Florida and what these tournaments in that region of Florida have meant to college basketball. You know, as he spoke about, there are so many great holiday college basketball tournaments. That's when you really know you're in college basketball season, as these tournaments start to get rolling. Because college football is winding down, the holidays are starting, and that really feels college basketball. You know, that's the vibe that is effervescent with it. So with that being said, just so excited to be headed down to Fort Myers for this tournament and to be a part of what we believe is one of the very top college basketball tournaments in the country, not just because of the format, but because of the prestige, because of Fox Sports, because of Intersport. As Jeff mentioned, this truly, in our opinion, we feel very honored to be a part of this tournament.
We're excited to have you here, you and your team. And you're familiar with this part of Southwest Florida. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it's a wonderful place. I've been there many times, both personally and professionally, speaking, meaning basketball-wise. My two daughters were born in Miami. I worked at the University of Miami for 5 seasons, and so had an opportunity to just cross Alligator Alley, to take that drive and go make a day trip there, go spend some time there. So I've done that. The City of Palms High School basketball event has always been this incredible tournament. I've been there many times recruiting to see games. And just with college basketball, as Jeff was mentioning, I've been to other tournaments in that area at least 2 or 3 times over my career, including my first year as a head coach here. At the time, I don't know the exact name for Fort Myers Classic. It was in Estero. And, you know, I know they've changed the name. The one that is now the Coconut Hoops Fest.
Yeah.
We were in that tournament and we won 2 games there a few years ago. So, again, it's just a great place to come this time of year, meaning around Thanksgiving. But they're really, it's kind of the mecca for Thanksgiving. They call the Madison Square Garden the mecca of basketball. Well, during Thanksgiving, it's the Fort Myers, Southwest Florida area. That's the mecca of college basketball.
Well, we like that, Jeff, right? I will take it.
In the Coconut Hoops, which used to be called the Gulf Coast Showcase.
Yeah, that's what it was, the Gulf Coast Showcase. That's what we
were. Yeah, they've been around even a little bit longer than the Fort Myers tip-off, so they've been bringing great men's and women's basketball to our destination. So we appreciate those comments. We've worked hard to grow the reputation of our destination, and it kind of takes a village, right? It takes great hotels to accommodate the teams and great venues to put these events on. So we appreciate that.
Well, I will say this, that Mike Klein has been awesome with Intersport. And I know Glenn Pfister was with some of the other tournaments. I believe that's, as you mentioned, the Gulf Coast Showcase. So both have been just awesome in dealing with them over the years.
Coach, how's your team doing? You're early in practicing right now. And what kind of experiences do you hope that your team takes away while they're here? Obviously winning.
I'm going to give you the standard answer that every coach probably says right now when he's, how your team doing? They say, well, we're undefeated. And which is, you know, obviously a good thing. But we're in that stage, as you mentioned, Jackie, in terms of continuing to build and be ready for the early part of the season and then quickly head to Fort Myers for two extremely challenging games with Michigan State and St. Bonaventure. And just, you know, a side note, we end up playing North Carolina later in the season on December 22nd. We play them in Chapel Hill. So that's just a unique thing that we'll end up in a non-conference game versus them. But we know what a challenge Michigan State and St. Bonaventure are going to be in that environment there with their fans there. And just the overall prestige of the event with two great opponents. So where we are right now is we really love our team. It's been a great preseason. It's a team that I think is going to be a lot of fun to coach. And but like most college basketball programs this time of year, we know that the best is in front of this ball club. And that event, when we come down there, is going to be as big and telling as anything as we continue to grow towards your event, this being able to play against Michigan State and St. Bonaventure, give us an opportunity to really test ourselves and also help us improve as we get ready for American Conference play. And that's as big as anything, especially with what Jeff talked about, where it's not three games in 3 days. We have a game. We'll prepare for that game, the Michigan State game. Then we get a day off to prepare for St. Bonaventure. And then on Thanksgiving, we'll play St. Bonaventure. So the format is also a little bit more indicative of what normal season will feel like, maybe a quick turnaround of a conference game. So that's a plus. From a standpoint of us coming down there, I can say this, that anytime you get a chance to travel with your team to these really great locations, stay in a beautiful hotel, be there for extended time, we'll get there Sunday and then we'll leave Thursday evening after the game. You get a chance for the team to truly bond in ways that is a little bit more difficult to do when you're in Greenville or you're in your home, wherever that may be. And so the time they spend together, whether it be eating meals, walking around the hotel, maybe getting a chance, I don't know the exact location. Is there a beach around there? I don't know. But even the small amount of time that they get, because they're going to be very focused on the games. I mean, this is in season for us. But the time they get, maybe just walking down and sitting down at the restaurant or walking in the lobby or sitting outside, I'm sure there's some beautiful areas for them just to hang out. You can't put a premium on that, Jackie, how important that is for team camaraderie and chemistry as we go through the season.
While they're having free time and things, they're probably going to run into, you know, some of the alums, some of the fans, and that are going to be traveling down to see them play. And, you know, that's always nice to get that kind of one-on-one time with the public that's traveling with them and that's supporting the team. What does it mean to have that support level here for your team?
Well, it's awesome. I mean, if you look around and you look at tournaments that time of year and you're watching on TV and you see, you know, behind everybody's bench is their section, and you know families and friends and alumni traveled, whether they traveled from the university area or came from other areas to be a part of something like that to support their school and their basketball program. It's so cool. And it means so much to our players to be walking through the hotel, as you said, and see familiar faces, but also see people they don't know wearing the purple and gold, wearing pirate gear, telling them go Pirates, going through the hotel. And we've been a part of that before. We've seen that. And then during the games to see the two different sections of fans that will be there, or a lot of time, which is so neat, you have the other two teams that are getting ready to play or just played prior, depending on the schedule. And they've kind of maybe found a team they root for during the game, a lot like the NCAA tournament. So what it does is, I think for the four teams in this specific event that we are playing in, it really allows all the players to feel like they're in something special. And it's seeing their own fan base, but also seeing the support of the other schools that are in that event.
I would be remiss if I didn't throw in that there are, from Greenville to our airport, RSW, I believe Breeze and American has flights from Greenville to RSW. And the flights are just incredible, especially this time of year, to to get down here on, you know, nonstop flights and, you know, maybe a connector here or there. But yeah, we've got easy access to the Fort Myers area. Let's see, how do you balance keeping the team focused while also giving them time to enjoy, you know, their free time?
As coaches, if it's me, I'm going to be in my room the whole time watching film, going to get coffee, come back watching film and thinking about the games. And that's just the honest truth. I mean, my family will be there. I've already purchased one of the packages for my biggest fan in the world, my mom, to come out from Los Angeles. So she'll be there. And I know my free time will be spending time with them, walking around, grabbing a cup of coffee, having a meal. But with your players, as much as I would love them to be doing that too, just be locked in, part of this is for them to be able to do what you and Jeff have been talking about. Get that couple hours during the day to walk around, get out and go somewhere. You know, we're not there that long. We get there Sunday. Monday will be a preparation day, but we'll have some free time. Tuesday we play. Wednesday will be an off day, preparation for the second game. Thursday is Thanksgiving. It's an early game, and then we'll hit the road. But there are pockets every day where they'll get a chance to walk around, experience that beautiful weather, the resort, whatever's around the hotel or inside the hotel, that is just a change of scenery, a change of pace, that it doesn't have to be this gigantic deal where they go and leave the site. You don't have to do that, not when you're in season, but just those moments they get with each other to move around the property, maybe get off if we go eat at a restaurant, which we will do on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday, we'll eat off-site. Those kind of things are so valuable. And honestly, they come back tenfold as the season goes on.
I would highly recommend, if they've got some time on Monday, take the coach bus to Fort Myers Beach and check out the beach there real quick. It's beautiful there, as is the beaches over on Sanibel. Take the Causeway Bridge over and maybe check out the lighthouse, get a few selfies over there. And, you know, just something to sort of bring the shoulders down and just relax just a little bit in preparation for, you know, for the tournament. There's just lots of opportunities and lots of beautiful beaches here.
Well, I know there is. I mean, you're talking about some of the most beautiful in the world. Forget just the United States or Florida. We're talking about some of the most beautiful in the world. And I know, you know, my wife and my daughters will be there. I'm sure I'll only see them during the games because they'll probably be at the beach the whole time. And if anyone sees our players and they got sand in their hair or sand on their uniform, let me know, because I know they were spending too much time there.
Well, maybe your family can get some seashells for them too. But yeah, that's the thing, you know, you're here, you know, Sanibel's the seashell capital of the world. Yeah, so it'd be a great opportunity to go get a few shells. Let's see, in a word, how would you describe the energy that you feel heading into the tip-off?
Exciting. Extremely excited for this opportunity for our program, our fan base, our student-athletes. I just think it's an incredible opportunity, so excited about it.
We're excited to have you and all the other teams descending onto Fort Myers. Jeff, is there anything else that you wanted to add before we close out?
We're just looking for a fantastic Thanksgiving week. The national spotlight's going to be on our destination through many different channels. The Fox affiliates, ION is going to be covering the women's team. So this is a great opportunity to let everybody know who we are. We feel like we punch over our weight when it comes to hosting events of this size and prestige. So we're excited and we're honored to have you, Coach, and hope your team has a great experience while they're down here.
Likewise, honored to be a part of this event and feel very fortunate that we're going to be able to spend such a special time of year in such a great place in Fort Myers.
Thank you to our guest, Jeff Melke, the Executive Director of Lee County Sports Development, and Head Coach Mike Schwartz of the East Carolina University. I appreciate you both so much for joining me and sharing your insights and excitement for this year's Fort Myers tip-off. And listeners, you can get more information on the tournaments and visiting Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com/Fort Myers tip-off, or just go to fortmyerstipoff.com. And you can also check out coconuthoops.com. But again, check out Visit Fort Myers first with your travel information, things to do, places to eat, places to stay, and the basketball information as well. Shellcast is produced by the Lee County Visitor and Convention Bureau in Fort Myers, Florida, with special thanks to our producer, Andrew Frame. Thank you so much for listening to Shellcast, the podcast that's a beach break for your ears. You'll find it wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. I'm Jackie Parker, and I'll catch you again next time. Shellcast.